Isaiah chapter 63. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? Who is this that is adorned in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So why are you red in your apparel, and why are your garments like he who treads in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was no one with me, for I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood will be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of my vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. And for this reason mine own arm brought salvation to me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of Yahweh, the praises of Yahweh, according to all that Yahweh has bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed upon them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He bare them and carried them all the days of old, but they rebelled, and they vexed his Holy Spirit. And for this reason he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up from out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, who led him by the right hand of Moses, the bride of his strength, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name? Where is the one that led them through the deep, like a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? Like a beast goes down into the valley, the Spirit of Yahweh caused him to rest. So did you lead your people, to make yourself an excellent name. Look down from heaven, and behold, from the habitation of your holiness and of your beauty, where is your zeal and your strength, the sounding of your bowels and of your mercies towards me? Are they restrained? Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Yahweh, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. O Yahweh, why have you made us to err from your ways and hardened our heart from your fear? Return to your servants' sake, the tribes of your inheritance. The people of your holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We are yours. You never bore rule over them. They were not called by your name. End of chapter.